Gemara says on the bottom of the Daf Nun Alpha Mad Aleph, the Beis HaRechem ain't but Mishum Risukin Eivarim. There's no problem Risukin Eivarim by Beis HaRechem, which Pashas means that if the behemoth fell, even though we're Chayshish V'Sirin Eivarim, maybe there's Risukin Eivarim, when it comes to the Beis HaRechem, that we're not Chayshish, that there's an issue of Risukin Eivarim on the Rechem if the behemoth fell. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi does learn that way. Rashi says, Beis HaRechem Ego Shneilet HaYoyim Shatam Beis HaRechem Tzar, we're not Chayshish, then maybe it was Nisraskul Eivarim through the Rechem. So it's not that we're doubting on the Rechem, if the Rechem was damaged with the Nefila, but we're saying that the Leda itself, perhaps the Leda would cause Risik Eivarim because it's been Mirasik Levad when it comes out. And Lechai Rashi is not like the Pashas of the Gemara. The Pashas Gemara is that there's no Risik Eivarim on the Rechem itself, not that the base Rechem is Gar Risik Eivarim. Another Kash on Rashi is that the that in Cain, Chayras Pashi, not Chayshish for that, or else it would be Chayshish for every Leda that there should be Risuke Evarim, and we see that, you know, most behemoths live. Right? The Rambam Taka learns the Pashas of the Gemara that Beis HaRechem, Ein B'Mishum Risuke Evarim, means that we're not Chayshish once it, if it falls, we're not Chayshish to Risuke Evarim in the Rechem, which is definitely the Pashas Lashon of Gemara. But I think the reason why Rashi didn't learn that way is because the Rambam is a fella, like the Achanim point out that the Lefidat, it's not moving, the Raya, the Gemara brings, why not worry about Risuke Evarim? Over there, we're not talking about any Nefila, we're talking about just the Leda. So it sounds like that the Leda itself is the Risuke Evarim and not the Nefila, which causes the Risuke Evarim to the Rechem. So that is going to be Tzarchin, how the Rambam learns those Rayas in the Gemara. Ben Gershom over here has a third shot. He learns that Beis Rechem Endo Mashim Risuke Evarim is Kalayim Mashim Nailad HaBehema. If when it falls out of the rechem to the ground, maybe that itself should be risik evarim for the vlad, and that we're not chayshish for. But that is also tzarichin because in Cain, what's the gemara's raya from tina gemachet shemitam v'beziva to risik evarim? Over there, there's no nefila by regular vlad. There's no nefila la'aretz. So if that is the issue, then tzarichin, how do you bring a raya from tinek? And the next of Gershom seems to be bavarding that a little bit. It's not clear how he gets out of it. He says, but Maisa, it's hard to hear what the raya is. And the Haggais from the Cheshek Shomer, Ben Gershom asks this kasha, then Ken, what's the raya from Tinek Ben Yoimai? He says, Ben Shomer of the Dike. So he's being Miramis to some terrors, while Kapanim, both the Ben Gershom and the Rambam are, even though it might be more mashmak down the Lashon Gemara, but it's very tzarichin to work it out with the raya of the Gemara. Meshek and Rashi is a little bit more shrewd in the Lashon, but the Hemshech of the Gemara fits in very nicely with Rashi.